Welcome back to eMoney's Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host. Today's episode is so exciting because depending on when you're listening to this episode, we are celebrating the launch of our CoPlanner tool. We've had so many exciting things in the works here at eMoney. To know more about what our CoPlanner tool is, you'll have to hear my conversation here with our guest, Josh Belfiore, Director of Product Management Advisor Experience here at eMoney. Josh is amazing. He's been on the podcast before to talk all about Decision Center, and today he's sharing all about CoPlanner. Here's my conversation with Josh. Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. Hey, Josh, thanks so much for joining the podcast today. It's great to have you back. Can you start by giving our listeners just a high-level overview of what CoPlanner is and where people can access CoPlanner within eMoney?
Yeah. Hi, Kate, and thanks for having me back. So CoPlanner is a very important new feature for eMoney. And let me explain exactly what this does and why we have built this. So obviously, we believe, and a lot of our user base does as well, that it's very important for planning to be able to scale. So scale across an entire book of business, an entire firm's end client base. But there are, generally speaking, two problems that inhibit that scale. One is that planning takes a lot of time to do. And the other is that it requires subject matter expertise in lots of different pockets, in lots of different topics within finance. And those challenges can inhibit scale. So if you've got if you're an advisor with 100 clients and it's going to take a couple hours per planning engagement, specifically, you know, the analyzing client data and developing recommendations, that inhibits scale. If you're somebody who recognizes the importance of incorporating planning into your practice, but are not an expert in all corners of financial planning, then that's the barrier to scale. There's a barrier to entry there. And so the challenge for us at eMoney became, how do we minimize or eliminate these barriers to entry or barriers to scale, while at the same time preserving the ability for our users to deliver high quality financial plans? So this is where CoPlanner comes into play. CoPlanner is a feature that we built into Decision Center. So for all those familiar with Decision Center, it's in there. It's in the top left corner. It's a button. And the idea is that when you click this button, the feature begins to assess all data known about the client in context. So whether it's manually entered data or aggregated data, it will look at all that data and develop a series of personalized and very specific actions, otherwise known in eMoney as techniques. So everything ranging from a change of the client's retirement age to a Roth conversion to sophisticated estate planning strategies and everything in between. That's part one of the feature. And part two is an accompanying settings menu associated with CoPlanner. The idea with the settings menu is that it's designed to give our users influence over what CoPlanner's outputs are, what CoPlanner is allowed to assess, any boundaries the user wants to put up, et cetera. And the reason we built that is because planning is a very personalized endeavor. And here it is, we have a feature with a single click producing what is basically a financial plan for the advisor's review. So we wanted to give them a mechanism for influencing CoPlanner's outputs. So that is CoPlanner in a nutshell.
Thank you so much. That's so insightful. And obviously, I'm really excited for users to get their hands on this.
And actually, can I just add, I want to add one more thing, because I think this is super material here, which is how it's actually working. So a lot of people, when we talk about the notion that you can click a button, the system will assess everything and produce a series of personalized actions, their minds immediately go to, is this artificial intelligence? The answer is no. It is not AI. It is a very sophisticated kind of rules-based system. So it's a very complex multivariable solver, basically. There's a set of logic that is being run behind the scenes that the system runs through sequentially, looks for qualifying conditions that might be present. So for example, if a client is already retired, the system is going to not assess whether delaying retirement makes any sense, because it wouldn't. So it is not AI, it is a rules-based or logic-based system, which is important because it means that we know what CoPlanner is producing and why at all times. It's based on our internal financial planning expert methodology. So just wanted to add that. Thanks, Kate.
Great addition. No, definitely a great addition, because you're so right. I think a lot of people's minds would tend to go to that direction of what relationship this has with AI, if any. So thank you for clarifying. You mentioned how planning takes a lot of time to do, and this is really a great way to keep planning personalized, which I think is such an important aspect for so many of our advisors, because they really want to make it a personalized experience. What type of planning is CoPlanner best suited for? You know, as we've kind of gone through the years, I feel like we've shifted from these advisors who were more focused in one specific area to more of the comprehensive financial planner. But is there a specific type of planning that CoPlanner is really better suited for?
So let me answer this in a couple of different ways. But I want to start by saying the intention of CoPlanner is that it's holistic in nature. It's not something that is going to assess data on one topic and produce results on just one topic. It is intended to, and it is holistic in nature. So that's thing one. Thing two, so while we have been developing this feature, we've actually had it out in beta to a little bit north of 2,000 users. So we've had people actually using it. And what that's enabled us to gather is an understanding of its strengths and weaknesses. So where it is extremely capable today versus where there's room to grow. And that means we can tailor our roadmap to satisfy those areas for growth within CoPlanner, right? So so our beta users have given us a lot of information. The way that I would answer your question about what type of planning is best suited for, here's what we know from beta. It is very capable for retirement planning topics. And it's got room to improve, for example, on more sophisticated estate planning topics, for example, which you tend to see more in the ultra high net worth space. So from an AUM perspective, CoPlanner is more capable for, I would say, those mass affluent or high net worth, anywhere from, you know, $2-3 million on down, as opposed to those, you know, ultra high net worth $20 million clients, mostly because of where it needs to improve for estate planning topics. So that's one thing. But to that mass affluent area, when I say that it is very capable, what I mean is our users are actually telling us that CoPlanner is producing results that are closely aligned to what they as human planners would be doing, that it's similar and that they're only making minor refinements to CoPlanner's outputs. We actually have done a couple of different studies to assess CoPlanner's quality versus human planner outputs, and that's where that data is coming from. So very capable for that $3 million under, very capable across the topics relevant to that type of client base, and getting better and better on a month-by-month basis for those more ultra-high net worth topics.
That's awesome. CoPlanner can be used client to client, correct? It does not have to be used for all of your clients.
Correct.
Okay. So someone who, let's say, had a client who was in that ultra high net worth, and maybe they weren't ready to use it for them, but they did want to use it for the majority of their clients who were in more of that still kind of high net worth range, but not classified as ultra, they could use it for, you know, those clients and then hold off on other clients for whatever reason.
That's exactly right. I'm glad you bring this up. You might have 100 clients, 20 of them might fall into that ultra high net worth bucket. So CoPlanner is strong with, you know, the other 80. But it actually, it doesn't mean that CoPlanner can't assist with those ultra high net worth clients as well, though. It just means that, like, the percentage of the work it will be able to do when it comes to analyzing and developing potential advice for that client, it's just going to be smaller as a percentage. So it's still able to look at the data about that client, still able to surface important things for that user to consider. It just might not be as a percentage as all encompassing as that advisor would need. So that's exactly right.
Yeah, that's great. Obviously, eMoney is already so comprehensive. Like, that's the thing with Decision Center, Monte Carlo. It's really such a well-rounded software. How do you feel introducing this tool really changes planning in the application for that advisor, or does it?
Let me take that in two parts. First of all, it doesn't minimize or change anything about eMoney's comprehensive capabilities today. Every single thing that an advisor could do yesterday without CoPlanner being present in the tool can be done tomorrow or today with CoPlanner in the tool. So nothing about the application itself is changing.
If anything, I would think it would enhance it. Like, I would think it would.
Exactly. We're trying to, all those things an advisor would otherwise need to do manually, CoPlanner can programmatically carry those action, that analysis and those actions out behind the scenes. So it is enhancing the functionality rather than changing it. For an advisor who is inclined to use CoPlanner often, it's going to change their experience. It's going to mean that rather than having to look through a bunch of reports manually, look it through the client's facts manually, think about what actions we should consider for that client, go into different parts of the tool to manually create those actions, and then explore the interplay between those actions. Rather than having to do all of that manually, now you click a button, see the outputs, and refine around the edges. So it'll change the workflow, but it won't change the quality of the analysis. It won't change that the advisor is always in control of what CoPlanner is producing or what gets saved, which is actually a point I want to stress for a second, which is when CoPlanner produces its outputs, the user needs to explicitly okay those outputs. They need to click a save button in order to apply CoPlanner's outputs to the plan in context or to a new plan. If CoPlanner produces a technique that the advisor thinks is either not aligned to what he or she would do, or because they know their client so well, know that the client wouldn't do that, the user is in a position to delete that or to modify it as desired.
So there won't be any surprises if an advisor takes everything and goes to a meeting and then they're like, oh wait, I didn't know that the software, you know, produce.
Exactly.
Like, okay.
Exactly. Because you're going to, let me set up a use case here. You're an advisor. You got a client coming into your office next week. You're preparing in advance. You come into Decision Center. You click on to CoPlanner to have it assess your client's data and produce a set of system generated techniques. You then either click the save button to save it to the plan or as a new plan, at which point it looks identical to a plan that that advisor would have created manually.
Amazing. That is so cool.
No surprises for sure.
Great. I want to get a little bit more detailed. We've kind of talked about CoPlanner at a high level strategy, but there are different approaches and techniques within CoPlanner. Can you tell our listeners the difference between approaches and techniques?
Good question. We have added a new vocabulary word to the eMoney platform as a result of this feature going out. So let me explain a little bit about what these words mean. So as our users are probably already familiar with, the word technique in eMoney is a word that just represents a specific planning action. So a change of retirement age or a change of a client's savings amount or Roth conversion, et cetera. So specific actions. An approach, simply put, is just a series of specific actions. So an approach is in the Decision Center user interface, they're just those, they look identical to techniques. They're just words next to solvers, or I'm sorry, words next to toggles. So it will produce a Roth conversion or a change to retirement age or a change to a savings amount, et cetera. So approaches are series of specific actions, and otherwise they function exactly like techniques. By way of analogy, really quickly, when you use Google Maps, for example, Google Maps will give you multiple routes towards your destination for you to evaluate and then pick a path forward. Inside each of those routes Google produces is a set of specific turn-by-turn instructions. So turn left onto Main Street, turn right onto Highway XYZ. So that is a good analogy for what is happening with approaches and techniques. Approaches are the different routes to your destination, and techniques are the different turn-by-turn directions within that route. And by the way, this really was intended to mimic how advisors are already doing their jobs. So oftentimes, advisors will create multiple options, multiple plans in order to assess the differences, have conversations with their clients about trade-offs, et cetera. So when you click that CoPlanner generate button, the idea is that it mimics that planner's natural behavior by not just creating one approach, one series of system generated techniques, but it'll actually create anywhere between one and three, depending on the data that exists for that client. So really intended to mimic the user behavior, but that is the difference between approaches and techniques inside the CoPlanner feature.
Can those approaches and techniques be saved within any plan or just within the client's base facts?
Let's say you click the generate button in CoPlanner, it gives you three different approaches. You can toggle through them to see the impacts of any of them on whatever chart you happen to have in context.
Okay.
Let's say you prefer approach number one, you look at it, you become comfortable with it as a user. You're like, yes, these are all the things that I would do and my client would be okay with, or that I want to put in front of my client to talk with him or her about. After that, you have the ability to click the save button and take a couple of actions as a result. Number one, if you want to save it into a plan that you already have in context, where let's say you've already modeled that the client is buying a boat and buying a beach house, et cetera, you can save it into that plan, or you can save it as a net new plan, or you can save it directly back to base facts.
Oh, cool.
So we handle all three of those use cases because we know that they're all relevant use cases. We see our users taking action across all three of those use cases, but very versatile in that respect, Kate.
Yeah, and it kind of plays into like everything we were talking about earlier, where then like the client has all these options. And it's kind of like CoPlanner's just supporting that idea, giving the client options with what they can do and seeing how different things will impact their life, essentially, their financial life.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the point.
As CoPlanner continues to develop, I'm sure that this will change, but what are the techniques available within CoPlanner as of today?
CoPlanner can, remember a couple minutes ago, we talked about how this is a logic-based system as opposed to AI, which means that we're able to control where and how CoPlanner gets smarter over time. So today, it's capable of handling somewhere on the order of 15 to 20 different actions across a range of topics. So retirement planning topics, obviously, estate planning, insurance planning, education planning, etc. So some examples of what it can address within those are the basics, like assessing different retirement ages. It can assess Roth conversion opportunities. It can assess whether or when a client should optimally begin taking Social Security, what the right and most tax-efficient liquidation strategy might be, et cetera. So it handles a diverse set of situations today, and that list will only grow month by month over time to not only expand the types of topics CoPlanner is capable of addressing, but also go deeper into all of those topics as well.
Those specific techniques, though, that you mentioned are some very, very common and popular topics that I feel like we hear advisors talk about. Taxes just playing such a role in everything that they do for their client. And obviously Roth conversions is, I mean, to this day, it's just such a popular item for our advisors to be, you know, looking for information on and working on for their clients. So that's great to hear that. I'm sure there's obviously so much more to come with that, but the fact that all of these are available and at their fingertips for them to start working with today is really great.
This is exactly what our mindset was when we began this work with CoPlanner in the first place. Like, you know, wouldn't make much sense to only start with sophisticated estate planning strategies,
right,
and not have it be able to handle those basics. So we're handling those things that are relevant, again, back to what I said a couple of minutes ago, that kind of more mass affluent area. And then we expand into those more sophisticated topics over time. But for sure, currently CoPlanner is able to handle a very broad set of use cases and a very common set of use cases. That is why through that beta testing, our users were telling us when they're opening up their own client situations and they're invoking CoPlanner for those clients, that it's producing an output that is closely aligned to what they would have done in the first place, because it is able to handle so many of those very common use cases.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's a secret that we really want to help advisors elevate their business. That is one of my goals here on the podcast. I think it's really one of our goals at eMoney is really helping advisors take their business to the next level. And obviously, I believe that eMoney itself as a platform helps them do that. But one of those components that really helps them elevate their business is how efficient eMoney can be. How does CoPlanner play a role into both that efficiency, but also just the overall like elevating their business while really just maintaining its attention to detail and effectiveness? Because of course, those are both equally as important as helping an advisor be efficient.
I love this question because I think there's two important things to unpack here. One, we've talked a little bit about throughout this conversation, which is if the user is able to arrive at an output that is closely aligned to what they would have done, but instead of having to do all that work manually, they had to invoke CoPlanner. And in a sub 10 second load time, it was able to analyze and create those techniques. That compresses time to plan dramatically, enabling those users to spend their time instead on, think, more revenue generating activities, like spending time with their clients, the client relationship building, those business development activities. So they're still able to do and deliver high quality plans, but in a fraction of the time, creating that efficiency. So I would say that that's one important point here. And frankly, the act of doing and delivering planning for the client is enough to elevate that practice, especially when we know that there are many advisors today that do not or cannot deliver financial plans for their entire book of business because of that scale problem we talked about at the beginning. But another important point I want to bring up here is during our beta period and the studies that we did during beta, one really powerful data point, well, many powerful data points came out, but one related to your question was the following. When we were comparing plans created by study participants that were using CoPlanner versus plans created by study participants that were not using CoPlanner, that is, by the way, how we assessed the time delta, the time savings. But when we were looking at plans created by those two different groups, the specific actions within each plan, one thing became very noticeable very fast, which was while both groups of users were hitting the target probabilities of success that the study was asking for, those not using CoPlanner were more inclined to do so by sacrificing or cutting into the client's goals. So what I mean by that is they were more likely to create a delay of retirement age actions or a reduction in retirement spending. The sorts of things that are very important to clients. You know, when you're a client, you're like, I want to retire at age 60. Hearing that instead it needs to be age 62, 63, that might not be the end of the world, but it's not most likely ideal for that client. So those not using CoPlanner were more likely to hit that target probability of success by cutting into the client's goals, whereas those using CoPlanner were still hitting that target probability of success, but more likely to do so via more maximizer types of actions, a change to Social Security start age, et cetera. So it's actually resulting in noticeably more achievable client goals using CoPlanner. So really important point, just wanted to stress that.
Very interesting. And I really love what you had to say about the being able to spend more time on things that I don't want to say matter more, because that's not necessarily true, but building that client relationship. Obviously, there's only so much time that an advisor has. So if they're able to take that time and spend it one-on-one with the client, building that rapport and that relationship, you know, that's something that we also talk a lot about here. And what a great way to kind of like make the most of their time and use CoPlanner to create a more efficient process while still achieving the same result. And then they can spend that time in maybe a more impactful way.
Exactly. Exactly. Couldn't agree more. No notes, Kate.
When we look at where the industry is headed, because it really is an industry that is always evolving, when we look at where the industry is headed, where e-money is headed too, how does CoPlanner fit into that and really support that vision?
The advisor is and will always be at the center of that client relationship. And our job at e-money is to make our users more efficient while enabling planning to basically exist as the foundation for all client relationships. Every client deserves good financial advice, but the state of the industry today is that planning doesn't always scale to everybody, or cannot always scale to everybody. And so one very important way, the subject of this entire podcast right now is one important way that we're getting after it is by evolving our tool from what is today basically a very sophisticated calculator into a truly intelligent tech partner to our users. How do we shift the burden of figuring out what to do to every extent possible off a user's shoulders and onto tech's shoulders, in the process enabling that enormous scale that we've been talking about, enabling more plans for more clients, enabling planning to be something less that's done at periodic intervals throughout the year and something that is more kind of 24/7 always in motion. And so we're at this state where technology is able to create an environment where that is possible, where it's planning for everybody and always in motion. And so eMoney is really leaning into that. We're going to see various manifestations of that in features that release throughout the rest of the year and over time, but keeping the advisor at the center of the relationship, just enabling them to do that high quality work much more efficiently, and then even expanding what that advisor would otherwise be able to do. So it's going to permeate everything that eMoney does. But the bottom line is an evolution from sophisticated calculator into an intelligent tech partner to our users.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it, that evolution and almost using technology in such a positively powerful way. Because, you know, as I mentioned before, it is an industry that really does continue to evolve and can be taken in so many directions. So it's really, really great to see. Josh, I'm so excited for our users to get their hands on CoPlanner and to, you know, be able to dive into it really in the application. Before we kind of close our conversation today, what enhancements are on the horizon for CoPlanner, and what can advisors continue to look forward to with this tool?
I think what I want to say first on this point is that unlike most eMoney features where we release a feature and now it's available for users to use, and then we keep releasing different features over time, with CoPlanner in particular, we will be constantly investing in this capability to make it better and smarter over time. There is a constant stream of investment going into increasing its capability set. So that's the first thing. It will continue to improve over time. Right now, CoPlanner, with that click of a button, is able to analyze the data and create that basically a draft plan for the advisor to review. So a couple different things. Number one, that will get better over time. Like I said before, we're going to increase the scope of topics it's able to handle. We're going to go deeper into a lot of those topics. So that's thing one. Then there's a couple of other aspects of the CoPlanner roadmap that are important to call out here. So one aspect is, in addition to creating basically that draft plan, CoPlanner, with the same button click, so click one button, it'll create that plan. It'll also create a personalized presentation for that user to look at, to leverage. Inside of Decision Center today, there's a feature called Presentation View. It lets users create basically an interactive presentation, string together a series of reports that they want to flow through. CoPlanner will be able to intelligently curate its own presentation based on the data it sees about the client. The other thing is that atop all reports in Decision Center, CoPlanner will be capable of surfacing personalized explanations or narratives. So let me give you an example of this. If you navigate to the tax bracket report inside Decision Center and you access CoPlanner's explanation, it will not just give a generic explanation of what this chart is, it will be specific to the conditions it sees. So for example, CoPlanner will say something like, there's a period of low taxes between this year and this year, where if you were to do a Roth conversion of X amount, it could lower your client's lifetime taxes, thereby increasing the probability of success of the plan. So it's helping users understand what is going on and why. Perhaps planning subject matter experts would already be able to look at the report, figure that out, talk with their clients about it. But we know not every financial advisor out there is an expert across every potential planning topic. So this really assists them as well. So that's another thing, those smart personalized explanations or narratives. And then the other thing it will be capable of doing is automatically capturing observations and next steps for what CoPlanner is producing. So think about that future workflow for a second. The advisor gets data into the system, goes into Decision Center, clicks a button. In a sub 10 second load time, the system is able to produce the plan, the presentation, the personalized explanations or narrative, and automatically capture relevant observations and next steps. Again, in a sub 10 second load time. So that is scale. So CoPlanner will continue to evolve in that way. And it's really exciting for what it opens up for our users, just in terms of efficiency, to your question earlier.
It's so cool. It sounds like the great thing is there's so much that CoPlanner offers just today. And at the same time, there is so much direction for where it's going in a positive way. There's just so much that CoPlanner will continue to be able to evolve into for our users, which is amazing. I mean, to be able to have both of those things is really awesome.
Exciting times for sure.
Yes. Well, Josh, thank you so much. This was such a great conversation. I really feel like CoPlanner will just continue to be such an insightful tool for our advisors to use, and one that they can use alongside other things within the application, which is really awesome to see how it cohesively fits in to everything else that eMoney offers. So thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of eMoney's Knowledge Base Podcast. We covered so much related to our CoPlanner tool, but if you are looking for some more information, please search the help menu for our CoPlanner related resources. And if you have any podcast related questions, please email us at knowledgebasecontent@emoneyadvisor.com. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, we'll catch you on another episode soon.